This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The score. This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
Did the Bears' preseason beatdown victory over the Buffalo Bills on Sunday change your expectations for this season?
I think this is a fair question, mostly because that was, even though it was a preseason game, and I've said that before, the numbers on the scoreboard were sexy as hell. You were up 31-0 handily. Then you just casually added to it and made it 38-0. There were all these wonderful pictures of the game and the replays of the fist pumps, and everybody's happy, and people are chilling on the sideline, and you had 528 yards of total offense. And I don't feel like I've said that ever in a million years about the Bears, and I'm not a million years old, but you get my point. Did it change the expectations? No, because mine were pretty high anyway. As I have mentioned on this show, I thought that a GM in the fourth year of his regime should probably be somebody who has 10 wins in his sights. So that's still how I feel about it. The schedule, though, dictates everything, and this is a bear, pun intended, of a schedule. But does it give me hope for knowing that this is going to be a much more functional offense in its bones than what we've seen previously? Yes.
I want to take this moment to remind you all that Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It did not change my expectations for the regular season in the least. I told y'all what this team is going to be. Slightly under 500, but around 500, 7-10, 8-9. I think they're going to be good. I think there's going to be a learning curve. I also think they have one of the most difficult schedules in the NFL. Do I need to remind you about that double whammy back-to-back road trip in the AFC North? Do you remember that? Ravens, Bengals, I believe.
And what were the three teams that I talked about in my FanDuel spot? The three teams that comprise AFC success. Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
Yeah.
The end.
So I just think they're going to be better in terms of being a functional team, but I don't know that that's necessarily going to lead to more wins because it's hard to win in the NFL. Both teams played hard, all of the stuff. Yes, I know that's a Rasheed Wallace quote, and I know Robbie Triano is shaking his head. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah, bro.
Nodding behind the glass. But it applies to the NFL because one of the great things about the NFL is you don't know how good or how bad teams are going to be. I think the Bears are going to be much improved, but I can't sit here and be like, oh, that team's definitely going to get to 10 wins now. My regular season expectations have not changed.
What are your regular season expectations?
8-9 in the back half to be better than the first half.
Number 2.
The back half to be better than the first half left me with a lot of jokes to make, and I bit my tongue for the record. I bit my tongue.
Good. Who will have more rushing touchdowns this season? DJ Moore or Kyle Manungai?
This is a compelling question that made me laugh as I was walking to work today.
Why are you laughing?
Because it is a question where you know Ben Johnson is a creative play caller. You know that DJ Moore can run, and he likes to. He's the type of guy who doesn't mind being used out of the backfield creatively as well. You also want to see Kyle Manungai, who the Bears have talked about a ton, have some sort of significant time on this team and get significant snaps. So that said, this becomes a really sexy question. And for me, the issue is that DJ Moore in his NFL career only has one rushing touchdown, but if there were ever somebody to be the focus of a Ben Johnson trick play, it's DJ Moore. But do I think he'd end up with more than a running back, even though the Bears are going to clearly use their tight ends more? No. I still think it might be Kyle Monange, but maybe it's 2-1 or something.
I'll say it like this. I don't think DJ Moore's got to score a rushing touchdown on a trick play. I think he can just score out of the backfield or on an end around, like something like that. DJ Moore is about to be a problem. I think he's going to have a better season than last year, and that might mean he has less receptions than last year, but it's just more productive. I think the yak is going to be in play. I think the yards per catch is going to be in play. You got to remember, people tried to tell me he had more catches last year than he's ever had in his career last year with 98. He had 9.9 yards per reception. The year before that, 14.2. The year before that, 14.1. In Carolina, he had a year where he had 18.1. DJ Moore is going to find ways to make things happen. You know why? Because his head coach, his playmaker, is going to give him a chance to make plays. So, yes, DJ Moore is the answer.
Number 3.
5 on it continues on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Here's the question. Are the Brewers going to sweep the 5-game set against the Cubs?
The Brewers are going to get swept today. What are y'all talking about?
That's not a 5-game set. They technically only play 2 games today, if we're lucky.
If the Brewers get swept today, guess what? They can't sweep 5, can they?
Well, when you do the math like that.
Yeah. The Cubs are going to win this series. Write that down. Robbie, what? Pretend like I'm Mark Grody. Write that down.
I can't believe you're... All right, hold on.
I'm just looking at you. Wow. Because okay. I don't think that's the case.
What's
at all.
What's making you say that?
Have you seen the lineup today?
Oh, it's a bet. Guess, dollar bet?
Dollar bet. $100 bet. Yes, absolutely. $1,000 bet.
The bet is that the Cubs
okay,
will win the
series. Okay,
let's
not go crazy,
$1 million bet. There's no way. Have you... This Cubs team is so... I hate watching this baseball team right now. There's no way.
Cubs are going to win the series.
It's a 5-game series. How many times recently have we had to talk about them salvaging the series? Taking one from the Blue Jays. Taking one from the Reds. Yeah, the series that they had won. Well, no, the Reds they won 2 or 3, right? But it's taking one from the Royals. The White Sox series they won. The Red series they won. And then it was the they had to scrap out a series win against the Orioles. Do I think they get swept? No. But I don't even know if they win 2 of 5, sadly, with the way they're playing. Please prove me wrong. I would love nothing more than be proven wrong on this.
I don't know a whole lot about the Cubs. That's a lie. I do know a whole lot about the Cubs. Here's one thing I would tell you about the Cubs. They've been losing a lot of series openers. Period.
Which they hadn't done, by the way, when they were good. Like April, May, that wasn't something they were doing. It was the opposite.
They have found ways to come back from losing series openers and taking series, though. Saw it against the White Sox. Probably the perfect example. They got blown out by the White Sox in that first game, right?
Yeah, we think Shota was tipping his pitches as a team, right? We think that was the case.
And then they won the next 2 games. They lost the series opener to the Pirates, right? And then they won the next 2 games.
Oh, yeah, it was the Pirates that they took the series from. They didn't even take the series from the Reds. That was only that 9-1 ball game.
So I think there's a reckoning coming. And I think the best thing that happened yesterday was Mother Nature intervened and said, oh, let's put a pause on this.
This isn't Game 7 of the World Series. Mother Nature intervening to prevent them from losing a game yesterday extra based on what we saw the game before is not this divine intervention. And frankly, we all know that the Cubs and Brewers have had long battles about rain postponements and how they affect their respective teams. Craig Counsell was on the other side of that, as I recall.
Is that a dollar from each of you? That's
so,
all I need.
Hold on. I need you to very clearly say what the bet is.
That the Cubs are going to win this series. They're going to win 3 games out of 5 games.
708 wants in on this. Marshall, I will bet you $20 the Cubs don't sweep
don't go
the
above
series
a dollar.
Today.
Just pull out the dollar now. Just pull it out right now.
I don't go above a dollar.
Yeah, for the record, I have to be in on this bet as saying that I also do not believe the
Cubs
can
win. Somebody collect $3?
I hope you are right. I would gladly give you my dollar, Marshall.
Here's the problem.
I think I have a
What do we do? We split the dollar between us all that Marshall's going to give us?
It's an individual bet with each of the three. I want my $3.
You're not getting your $3. We're going to go to Vegas, and you're not going to get your $3.
Why wouldn't I get
it? So I'm in with you guys, by the way. That means I'm in.
Okay, so I've got three separate bets with each of you that the Cubs are going to win.
Yeah, thank you
for
the dollar. It's really nice.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right, well, holler at me later.
Maybe you can find one on the street like I did in Vegas, and then you'll be up.
Number four.
Is street dollar from Vegas more toxic than street dollar from Chicago?
Yeah, don't give me that dollar.
I think I'd rather have the street dollar from Vegas than the street dollar from Chicago.
My answer is yes.
That dollar bill can get me a high.
I want all your street dollars.
The White Sox dropped a season-high 13 runs on a season-high 19 hits in their win over the Braves Monday. Lenin Sosa hit his 17th home run and drove in four. Is he having the best season of any Sox player? And do you see him as a part of the core
Is that
going
a slow
forward?
Clap? Is Layla doing a slow clap right
well,
now?
Well, let me establish some history before you were on this midday show. And I did refer to the name earlier, didn't I, by accident? I was really on the Lenin Sosa train back in the era where Tony La Russa was managing, and I thought that he wasn't given a fair shake. And I said when they brought him up, it was kind of like how the Cubs have treated other young players, where the rookies just didn't get their due. And unfortunately, that was very much the case for Lenin Sosa. He didn't get a fair shake that year. That was 2021. 4 years later, we're here to play, baby.
So,
he finally is coming into his own.
So, are you saying he is part of the young core? And
if they want to keep Luis Robert and pay him $20 million, you better have that same energy for Lenin Sosa. I can't say it with a straight face, but you seriously should consider part of that energy for Lenin Sosa, shouldn't you?
How many home runs does Kyle Tucker have again?
18.
Guess who's one behind him and getting ready to pass him? Yeah, Lenin Sosa. He's got 17 bombs. He's got seven in the month of August. How many home runs does Kyle Tucker have in the month of August?
Zero.
Okay, I just make sure. He's tied for the fourth most home runs in baseball in the month of August. Get on board with Lenin Sosa. Now, he has some things he needs to work out defensively.
I've been waiting for this Lenin Sosa trade.
Listen, but he's leading the team right now. An OPS with a 753 OPS. Mark Grody likes to tell us that Matt Shaw is the new PCA. What if I told you that Lenin Sosa is the new Miguel Vargas?
No, come on. Slow your roll.
Yes! Yes! Even though in this case, Lenin Sosa's been around for a much longer time.
No, Lenin Sosa has better year than my guy, Miguel Vargas.
I'm so into this.
He's having a better year than Miguel Vargas. You know how I know that? Because he's having a better year than a lot of players in the White Sox.
I love the idea of these being the comps.
274 batting average, 450 slug. Who, like, the next highest slug after Lenin Sosa, by the way, let me go down this list. It's Mike Tauchman at 427.
Wait.
I'm not counting Colson Montgomery because he hasn't been up long enough.
Is Lenin Sosa the new Mike Tauchman?
No, because Mike Tauchman is Mike Tauchman. Respect the Palatine Pounder.
Seriously, Mike Tauchman is one of a kind. That's all I am to learn from this. And he should be on the Cubs right now helping them.
Number five.
Palatine, stand up.
In honor of Rich Eisen hosting SportsCenter last night, which was a sight to see on ESPN, who was your favorite SportsCenter anchor growing up?
I have the book, The Big Show. I do love some sort of combination of Dan Patrick, Craig Kilborn, and Keith Olbermann. But for me, the quintessential, it's Dan Patrick. He pretty much made the style that we know on ESPN. He is who I grew up watching. I thought that his writing was the best. I thought that he could do no wrong. His voice is perfect. Everything he does is practically perfect. His radio show is outstanding. It's Dan Patrick.
I respect your opinion, but it's Stu Scott.
Aww.
It's Stu Scott. And, you know, Rich Eisen actually talked about it last night on SportsCenter. He said, "The seat next to me should be filled by the guy that he partnered with so, for so many years on ESPN. As cool as the other side of the pillow, Booyah. I mean, that man changed the game. Because, yes, from a fundamental standpoint, guys like Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, they were great. They were hilarious. I mean, but Stu Scott changed the idea that you had to be a certain way. Just be yourself and be the most authentic version of yourself. And that's what makes him funny. I was talking last night. The home run that Caleb Durbin hit, I know you remember it because, well, you were at the game. I literally just said, no diggity, no doubt. Because it was. Was there any doubt about what Caleb Durbin did to a baseball yesterday?
He also angered unapologetically Stuart Scott. Like, he was unapologetically himself.
The man was doing poetry slams as lead-ins to stuff. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, that was the golden era of, like, TV sports writing. Was Stuart Scott, I feel like.
Like, I miss that era of, like, SportsCenter so much, because it's literally like you wake up and that was what you ate with. That's what I ate with my cereal every single day. And, like, that's how I fell in love with sports, is watching Stuart Scott, Kenny Mayne, Scott Van Pelt, like, some of the best, most influential people ever. And now that has just completely changed because we can just get highlights on our phone.
What is your favorite SportsCenter highlight catchphrase of all time?
This is going to date me.
Go ahead.
So, I also, by the way, love Robin Roberts, but I feel like she's transcended now because she's on Good Morning America. But I always appreciated seeing Robin Roberts, too, because you just didn't have a lot of representation for a lot of people at these times.
True.
So, it was nice to see. And frankly, like, it gave you more confidence that you could be that person as well. So, that's how I felt about Robin Roberts. But it was probably... I don't even think Robbie, technically you were alive, but there was a highlight.
Technically.
There was a highlight of a random home run, and it was quoting the Vertical Horizon song. So it went like out of the island and into the highway or something like that. I don't even know the lyric anymore, but I was like, Vertical Horizon. I don't even remember. I just remember being appalled that Vertical Horizon was like now going to be quoted on SportsCenter as part of the highlight call.
I love when Kenny Mayne used to be like, he had three home runs. And he's like would give a season stat. He's like, not in this game. That would be a record. it's very, very sly, Kenny Mayne. Favorite of all time. I mean, bring me the finest meats and cheeses in all the land on a home run call. That's just so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I love ridiculousness.
That is a good one. And it apparently was Out of the Island and Into the Highway. And that song is from 1999. And I'm going to go home now and put on my retinol and color my gray hair.
So technically, Robbie was alive. That's the important part.
Technically.
I don't know what I was doing at that time.
You know, at least I remember watching SportsCenter and seeing Craig Counsell up to bat. I don't remember a lot of power being generated, but I do feel like that was something I used to watch. So, speaking of Craig Counsell, everybody do his batting stance. He apparently talked about Kyle Tucker. So we're going to listen to what he had to say and get you ready for Cubs baseball. They tell us there's going to be a doubleheader today. We'll see if the sky agrees.
Yeah.
It's all next on the
screen. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. You're listening to Anderson Paak as we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are getting you ready for what is supposed to be a doubleheader today from Wrigley. So Craig Counsell did speak. He talked about expanding a little more on what we heard him say after the game last night about the struggles of Kyle Tucker and what's next.
Look, I think we're in a mode. We're gonna get through games here and see what's going on. So we talked Sunday night a little bit, and you know, we put a lot on the table, and then we'll see where that goes.
Maybe an at bat even in this game, or is this just a?
No, that's I mean, we're not gonna. Yeah, he's healthy and available, so yeah.
You're not sure if he's starting game two or you're not.
We don't have to make our lineups yet.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. So we'll just wait. I mean, that stuff can happen. You know what I mean? So
when guys have had these kinds of resets, it happens.
Yeah.
It's mental. It's fit. Is it the whole package? Just step back kind of thing.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, that's what you're trying to do for sure. Because I think it is a. It's just. You know, I think we all see, you know, you see the physical stuff, that's easy. It's a lot of ground balls and the mechanical struggles. But I think the mental struggle is, you know, sometimes I think we've seen the mental struggle too. And it sometimes it results in, you know, whatever. Body language and things like that. That we see it in each other when we're struggling as people. And, and so, you know, we try to help, try to support, try to motivate in any way we can. But like the mechanics thing, there's no perfect answers.
He was traded here to be one of the elite players that he is.
Yeah.
And then he's got a contract issue. Can those layers be a problem for him?
I don't think they're a problem for him. I think... This is, I think he has earned all that. You know, he has earned because he's a really good player. And he's been that player before. So he's been through those things before, and those expectations, those are not different expectations than he's had before. I think that's kind of a story we all tell ourselves about what's going on. You know, and I mean, you can't say yes. That's it. It's a hard answer. It's hard one to answer.
I asked him his reaction to not running out the ball when that was bobbled at first, and he pretty much said, "Well, yeah, I should have, but you know, you can't run every single ball. You know, you have to save your energy." Kind of answer. What was your reaction to that play? Is that a jumping off point for you?
Look, I think there are balls that you are out on that full 90 feet effort doesn't really get you anything. But I also think, you know, that Kyle's in a situation where kind of his struggles at the plate are affecting him kind of in other places, and you know it's things like that you know give you clues to that.
Where do we begin?
Wow.
So first of all, let's just start with this, and I don't think Jesse Rogers was wrong when he wrote the article last night. Cubs right fielder Kyle Tucker is likely to get multiple days off after going 0-for-4 in game one of a scheduled doubleheader after his team's 7-0 loss to the Brewers. It doesn't sound like he's even getting a day off, Marshall, based on what we just heard and what you speculated earlier.
I heard what Kyle Tucker said about getting game one off, or just not starting game one, I should say, and he made it sound like it's a game, not a day. Like he could be back for game two.
If you missed what we said at the beginning of the show, I strongly recommend you check it out. Go to the rewind feature on the Odyssey app, because I think we were in the right city in the wrong zip code. It might not be his ring finger. It might be what happened to his shin last year in Houston, and it might be an issue again this year.
So listening to Craig Counsell, I got to start at the end and work our way back.
Respect 90 for one is what I was taught.
Quote, respect that 90 feet.
That full 90 feet effort doesn't get you anything on plays where you know you're out. That's the plays where you know you're out. I added to that. I just wanted to go back to that full 90 feet effort doesn't get you anything. What? I don't think I've ever heard a manager talk like that.
I thought he said doesn't always get you.
Can we play that back, Robbie? The end of that that last answer.
Is it respecting 90?
It's because I think what he said was that full 90 feet effort doesn't get you anything on a play. There are certain plays where there are just, you know, you're out. And then he said that. I've never heard a manager talking that way. And you could, it would have sounded better, I think, coming from Craig Counsell, if he said, go ahead.
Look, I think there are balls that you are out on that full 90 feet effort doesn't really get you anything. But I also think, that Kyle's in a situation where kind of his struggles at the plate are affecting him kind of in other places, and it's things like that give you clues to that.
Doesn't really get you anything.
Does that make it any better? The word really?
I think I see mental gymnastics going on to protect his player for reasons we don't understand.
No, but earlier in the press conference, or the availability, Craig Counsell, he calls him healthy. He says he is healthy. Yeah.
And credit again to Jesse, because Jesse asked Kyle Tucker, he goes, is there something that is wrong that would land you on the IL?
But he didn't answer it directly either. He's like, it's just, That's kind of the whole vibe of the Kyle Tucker answers on the questions of pertinence. We're in a season. Everything's not going to be ideal, perfect conditions, and I'm going to work my way through it. I've got a job to do. Just got to do my job. That was the
your job was to hit balls out of the ballpark and to hit for extra bases, and you're not doing that part of it.
Hasn't done that whole out of the ballpark thing in a month now.
So
it's been a month.
Given that, I'm okay with sitting him, even if it's a day or two.
You could argue he should just be sitting for the next 3 or 4 days. The argument could be made. Now, if Craig Counsell feels like he doesn't have faith in any of the other players on in his lineup to handle that spot that Kyle Tucker was in, and we'll find out, because we've got the lineup. We should probably tell people who's doing what as far as the lineups go. But I could tell you this, Kyle Tucker, not in the original lineup for today as far as game one. But who is in the lineup, I take some issues with who's missing. Michael Busch leading off playing first. Ian Happ in left field batting second. Seiya Suzuki, he's DHing, batting third. Pico Armstrong, he will bat cleanup and play center field. Willie Castro is at second and batting fifth in the order. That means no Nico Horner. Owen Casey bats sixth and plays right field. Dansby Swanson bats seventh, playing shortstop. Reese McGuire is in the 8-hole, playing catcher. And Matt Shaw is batting ninth, playing third base.
Why are we resting Nico? I understand he played shortstop yesterday, but this is an important series. Why the hell is one of your best hitters since the All-Star break not playing?
I guess he feels like Willie Castro is a better option than Nico.
Nico should be playing every single game. He should be playing every single day.
On account of his slugging percentage?
They're playing the Brewers. There was supposed to be urgency here. This is the team that, as we've mentioned, has won 14 out of their last 15 games. The lead is now 9 games in the division. Out of what we have heard and what the lineup is that we've seen, I get it, it's a doubleheader. But at some point, doesn't there have to be some sort of urgency somewhere?
I would argue the Willie Castro thing, and I know Willie Castro is a good defender, 25 gloves, right?
And he's here to help give guys days off, as we know.
But why not play him in the nightcap? Matthew Boyd, I want my best defensive lineup out there with Matthew Boyd on the mound.
That's the other part of this, is I find myself asking, did we waste X person's start? Did they waste Y person's start?
Yes. Let me help you with that. Yes. Nico Horner, no one has been better on the Cubs, and I think there's only three people in baseball who are better than him and with runners in scoring position.
I hope the 2032 Cubs appreciate the sacrifices that are being made today.
Wow.
Cubs baseball coming up next on The Score. Thanks for listening to Raheemy and Harris, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to our video team as well, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis.
Shout out, Big Ant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.